respond to the comments and questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. So with regard to the EU's query, so let's maybe sit down and see how we can, you know, kind of get a more concrete indicator. Now, with regard to Indonesia, yes, thank you so much, and it's highly appreciated that the G20 presentation by the Saudi Arabia and Indonesia, and as you also know, the E-Week was also used for many global processes to be consulted on. One of them was the GDC. The two co-chairs of the Global Digital Compact were here in Geneva, and they had a very like a very good conversation with the Geneva constituency. And it is important, as you said, to keep you briefed, and which we will do as the GDC will start negotiating. And we find it's extremely important that Geneva supports the New York missions, because especially for the G77 countries, the message we get from New York is that they are not technically skilled enough to handle the GDC consultation processes, because I guess the technical skills, the expertise on digital is, you know, largely based in Geneva. So I think it was a good idea from the distinguished delegates and the ambassador of Indonesia to begin this process of briefing, and we will continue to brief you. And please, it's an extremely important to provide the proper support to your missions in New York, because it will be negotiated in New York. And we are there to provide this technical, you know, backstopping of the technical support, but it's very, very important that the experts here, the member states, guide your missions in New York. So I take it this is a good point. And you also heard that the WISIS, World Summit for Information Society, is coming to, it's the 20th anniversary in 2025, and it is an evaluation is being, have to be undertaken under the Commission on Science and Technology for Development, and that consultation also happened in the E-Week. So the E-Week had many global processes consultations among multi-stakeholder groups. So I think that was a huge value added. So with regard to the ASEAN Digital Economy Framework, so please, you know, count on us and let us know how we can support you. And it's also, again, the way UNCTAD works is that it is, again, a demand-driven process. Like, for example, in G20 would approach us. Like, the G20 has already approached my division, for example, to look into the more international cooperation, the NSTI. So if, I mean, Brazil, if the member states approach us and ask us to, you know, participate in regional or the country activities, it's much easier for us to do that rather than, you know, doing ad hoc, you know, activities. So please get the ASEAN Digital Economy. I mean, I know my colleagues are already working with you, but we are ready to support the process. And then for Jamaica, and thank you so much for the kind words. And yes, we do have a port resilience program, and it comes under the Train for Trade port program, and it's an extremely popular program. I think the first time we launched the program, okay, we thought it would be 500 people, and it was 3,000 joined. And it was also during the COVID-19, and the ports didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to, you know, not to close the ports and manage. So they came in masses, and it's also a lessons learned from the ports who are doing extremely well to the ports who are in trouble. But I think that because the program is so popular, and it is not just looking at the pandemics, it looks at the whole resilience aspects. It also looks at the disaster preparedness aspect. So please, I will send you the information, and please check it out, because when they do this training, they are open to their network first and foremost, but many of the training is open to all ports. And with regard to e-trade readiness assessment, I think we have now done about 35 readiness assessments. And we started the program as a program for least developed countries, and we understand fully it's not just it's all countries, all developing countries are in need of e-trade readiness assessment to understand where you are in the process and what capabilities that you need to build more to you know, engage in the digital economy. But unfortunately, this is a fully funded program by XB. And, you know, many times the XB is, I guess it's not too much ring fence, but it is, the focus is on least developed countries. So please, in some cases, like in Tunisia and other places, we have done the e-trade readiness assessments, and they managed to raise funds from their donors, from the EU, the World Bank, and then come and say, you know, do the e-trade readiness assessment for us. So it is an XB program, and the funds are there for least developed countries. So just want to say that. So thank you very much, and thank you again for your guidance and you know, being with us and being very supportive. I think it makes it's a big deal for us in the division. Thank you.